T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who's heading to NCAA tournament play for the first time ever? The Billikens women's team. Hear this historic game as they take on Tennessee Saturday. Pre-game coverage 11:47, tip at noon. And you can hear it on KFTK 97.1 FM Talk.
It's both. It's 91-85 with 1.5 seconds left. Taylor heaves, and that does it! St. Louis is going to the NCAA tournament. They have won the Atlantic 10 championship.
The dulcet tones of Colin Surrey, who now joins us here on the program. He's going to have the call of the St. Louis University women's basketball game tomorrow. He, along with Bob Ramsey, will broadcast from Knoxville, Tennessee. You can hear it on our sister station, 97.1 FM Talk, a noon tip from Knoxville as SLU, the 13 seed, looks to knock off Tennessee, the 4 seed. And for those of you who don't know, in the women's basketball tournament, the higher seeds host in the first couple rounds. So Tennessee is hosting 2 total games tomorrow, and then the winners of those games will play in Knoxville a couple days later. It's always that awkward situation where a team like Tennessee loses, and then that they're still hosting a game involving the team that beat them. So for the Billikens, they're hoping that ends up happening. Let's bring Colin Surrey onto the program right now. You can follow him on Twitter at ColinPXP, and he joins us right now. Hey, Colin, thanks for the time. How are you?
Hey, Matt. Thank you so much for having me on. It's an absolute honor to be on the voice of St. Louis, KMOX, a station that has meant so much to this community for years and years, and St. Louis women's basketball trying to really make some history themselves here.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on in Knoxville right now. Set the scene for Billikens fans that want an idea of what's going on the day before a big game.
It's the calm before the storm, I would call it right now. Had a great practice today. And so much of this team's focus down the stretch has been getting in the correct mental state. And one of the things that they do to get in that right mental state is called mindfulness. They have a session at the beginning of their practices, every practice here down the stretch of the season. They would mix it in, you know, here and there throughout the season. But now during crunch time, every single practice, they have a moment of, it's really a reflection period where they're kind of led through a thought process by a voice on the speaker, and then they just sit there with their thoughts, and it's about trying to make sure that, hey, how do we leave fear out of the equation? Hey, how do we make sure that we are ready to seize this opportunity? And the team has responded really well to those things.
So that's interesting, because that's pretty cool when you're playing Atlantic 10 games. You're walking into Knoxville, Tennessee, one of the most historic women's basketball venues and programs, and a group that gets huge support. It's going to be a crazy environment, I would assume, with lots of people there. I assume none of these players have probably played in an environment like this before. How important can that be to what's not exactly going to be a welcoming environment tomorrow?
Certainly that is a factor. You know, and it's interesting, you talk about it being so historic, one of the meccas of college basketball on the men's or women's side at Thompson Bowling Arena, but the court itself is named the Summit. You know, how fitting, you know, of course, because of Pat Summit and her historic career, over 1,000 wins, 8 national titles with Tennessee and the Lady Vols. But, you know, it is as if the Billikens have reached the summit to get to this point, but they feel like they're not done climbing. And, you know, there are some experiences that while maybe they haven't faced this specific environment, they have faced teams that are similar to what Tennessee brings to the table. This is a squad in St. Louis and in the Gulf Coast Challenge down in Florida at the beginning of the year. They took on Baylor. They played some other really, really good teams in their non-conference schedule, not to mention a team that they knocked off twice, the reigning Atlantic 10 champs. UMass took Tennessee right down to the wire earlier this year. So that's got to give this group a lot of confidence. And you look at the overall season for the St. Louis team, they started the year off very slow. They feel like they're a completely different team right now, and they're playing with a level of confidence that is just unmatched. And every time they seem to be hit with an adverse situation, they have a response. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how those first 5 minutes of tomorrow's game goes. It'll be a big factor in, you know, letting that Lady Vols team know that, hey, we're here to play hard and we are not afraid of this stage.
You have been with them from start to finish. At what point in the season did you start to believe that maybe this could turn into a special group?
You know, you could see signs of it even in the early going when it was really rough for this team at the very beginning of the season. But one of the really bright spots that stood out to me in their season was knocking off an Illinois State team that was projected to win the Missouri Valley Conference. They're playing in the WNIT right now. A 75-65 win against a team in, you know, the Missouri Valley Conference is a comparable conference to the Atlantic 10, sometimes get multiple teams into the NCAA tournament. And when this team won that game, you could kind of see signs of, okay, it's starting to turn. That corner is starting to be turned. But it really wasn't until the Fordham game in the middle of conference play, which was the start of this 11 wins in 12-game stretch, which, by the way, is the best 12-game stretch for the St. Louis team in over 40 years. You have to go back to 1978-79 when this team was playing, you know, much smaller schools to find a streak like this team has had right now. But a Fordham team that was projected to be in the top three of the Atlantic 10 and the Billikens dropped 87 points on that Fordham team. And that was alumni day, and there were a bunch of former Billikens in Chaffetz Arena to watch that performance, and it really helped them garner a huge amount of momentum and go on the streak that is culminating in this NCAA tournament appearance that we see now.
We continue to chat with Colin Surrey. You're going to hear him along with Bob Ramsey tomorrow on 97.1 FM Talk, bringing you the first ever St. Louis University women's basketball NCAA tournament game. They basically haven't played in 2 weeks. It was two Sundays ago, so they're going to come up one day short of 2 weeks between games. They had so much momentum. Is there any worry that it's been this long layoff? I know you just mentioned the first few minutes of the game. Does the fact that it's been such a long layoff maybe even make those first few minutes that much more important?
You know, normally I would say yes. But this is a team that has played a school record 34 games this season to date. I think they really needed that time off, you know, especially you consider how physically exhausting it is, how mentally exhausting it is to go through a stretch that they did, the amount of focus, the amount of detail and work that is put in mentally to beat teams like Rhode Island, like UMass, and even St. Joseph's, a great team that they played in the quarterfinals of that Atlantic 10 tournament. So I think the time off is really going to serve them well in that regard. But I do think that, like you mentioned, those first 2 minutes, you know, are you able to find that rhythm and hit a couple of shots? It'll go a long way for this team if they're able to do that. But, you know, the thing that this team really focuses on in those first five minutes, is finding a toughness play that they can kind of hang their hat on. Does somebody take a charge? Does somebody get a big contested rebound? Does somebody go in and get a real gritty steal, digging on a player that's driving to the rim? Things like that are what really get this team going. And we've seen stretches from this squad where maybe offensively they go into a little bit of a rut, but they can get just as hot the very next minute. And that is typically sparked by those toughness plays, which usually come on the defensive end.
this program's never gone through this. Like, I remember growing up in the Jill Pizzotti teams, and there were some pretty good teams, but they've never been in this spot. And this is maybe the most we've ever, like, the collective we in the media in St. Louis. This is probably the most we've spent, you know, talking about St. Louis University women's basketball. Is this group kind of, they don't do it for the attention, but are they embracing this and embracing the fact that there is a new kind of spotlight on this program?
They are absolutely embracing it. And when you look at, you know, the individuals on this roster as well, they are led by a homegrown talent in Brooke Flowers. And, you know, I've talked extensively with her throughout the course of the season, just how much it means for her to be doing this in St. Louis, where she set numerous records in her prep career in the state of Missouri, all-time rebounding and blocks leader in prep sports in Missouri history. And then all she does is come to St. Louis, and she's now climbing the all-time blocks list. Matt, she's four blocks away from passing Rebecca Lobo, who will be an analyst, former UConn Husky player, tomorrow broadcasting these NCAA tournament games. So she's approaching just extremely rarefied air in that regard. But they are certainly embracing all of the attention that they're getting, all of the accolades that they have been able to receive. And it's a lot of fun to watch from, you know, kind of an outsider/insider's perspective, because I am around them, to see just how excited and happy they are for each other. You know, sometimes you have teams where it gets individually competitive and, you know, you have teammates that want to outdo one another. And certainly that still exists on this team, but there's just a level of genuine love for one another. And when they see their teammates find that level of success, when Brooke Flowers pulled down her 1,000th rebound in that Gulf Coast Challenge at the beginning of the year, the team mobbed her on the court afterwards. You know, special things like that, that this team has been able to really take in and enjoy. And I think their ability to do that has made them looser on the floor. You know, I think it can be a mental thing if you start to think about, oh, okay, like, hey, I've got to block everything out and just focus on this game. They're able to really compartmentalize. And when the time comes to have that opening tip, this team has their minds right where they need to be.
How much have you enjoyed kind of watching that inside-outside connection between Flowers and Julia Martinez?
A ton. I mean, they are phenomenal players to watch. Julia Martinez plays harder than anyone you will ever watch touch the hard floor. I mean, the hardwood. If you go to a Billikens basketball game, there is no way that you don't fall in love with the game that Julia Martinez plays. She had a triple-double in the Atlantic 10 championship, and that would have been the first ever triple-double in school history if it weren't for Brooke Flowers doing it with blocks earlier in the year. She did it on Education Day, and it was pretty cool to hear her talk about how she was once one of those kids in the stands, and now she's inspiring other young ladies. But back to Julia in their synergy and connection. You know, Julia, even though she's a guard, she gets a lot of her work done in the paint, and where their connection is the strongest, in my opinion, is in transition. Julia Martinez is one of the best passers in the entire nation, and she has an ability to put velocity on her passes that you just don't see from other players. So a thing that is a common occurrence for this Billikens team is Martinez, one of the best rebounding guards in the country. She was sitting at sixth amongst offensive rebounding guards in the country last I looked at on the NCAA list. Of course, some games going on and those things fluctuating, but she runs the floor better than any big, referring to Brooke Flowers. She'll get out after that rebound for Julia Martinez, and it will be a 70-foot dart down the floor right into the shooting pocket, and all Flowers has to do is go up and lay it in. I mean, they are a real joy to watch out there. They not only have that connection on the floor, they have it off the floor as well, and I think that is a huge reason for them being able to have the success that we've seen this season.
Last thing for you, what's your excitement level? You're calling an NCAA tournament game that is always special. I've called one, and it's one of the greatest moments of my broadcasting career. You're going to be the local voice of the first ever tournament game. You're working with a Hall of Famer in Bob Ramsey. Like, there's a lot going on with this broadcast tomorrow.
I mean, words can't describe, Matt, how excited I am for this. Like you mentioned, getting to broadcast this game with Rammer, a Billikens Hall of Famer, a five-time Missouri Broadcaster of the Year. I mean, it's truly a dream come true for me. And I'm really excited to talk with Rammer. And, you know, his wife is a former Billikens basketball player and get a little bit of his perspective on what this run means for the program. But, you know, as a play-by-play broadcaster, it really doesn't get any better than this. And it all comes down to the people that you're surrounded with. Coach Tillett and her staff have been extremely accepting and accommodating of me. The players, you know, it's been amazing to get to know them and see how inclusive they have been of me as well. And, you know, so open to any kind of interview I want to do, any type of media availability. And it's not always like that. So, you know, a huge thank you to all of the people at St. Louis University, a huge thank you to all of the people involved with this program, because, you know, this is quite possibly a once in a lifetime experience. Mm-hmm. You just don't know how often these things are going to come around. And, you know, just like the players are, I'm trying to soak it up as much as I can.
Awesome. Yeah, do make sure to do that. He is Colin Surrey. Listen tomorrow, noon tip, 97.1 FM Talk. He's got the play-by-play. Rammer's got the analysis. It's going to be awesome. Colin, we'll be listening tomorrow. Thank you so much for taking this time.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Awesome. There's Colin Surrey joining us here on the program. Again, he's on the call of the St. Louis University women's basketball game tomorrow from Knoxville, Tennessee, as they try to knock off Tennessee and move to the second round of the NCAA tournament. We'll take a break, come back. We got a lot more to get to, a lot to do between now and 8 o'clock at Sports Open Line, at Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.